Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of London, England. The British Prime Minister has triggered Article 50 in order to have the United Kingdom withdraw from the European Union. That's the headline. In a moment, Dr. Rob Congdon will join me with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Prime Minister Theresa May triggered Article 50 this week, and now they're meeting with the European Union. What's that mean?
Well, by her triggering that, remember she's the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, that says that they are formally going to divorce from the EU. So it's really the beginning of negotiations for a divorce settlement, if you will. The EU is 28 nations today. It really means breaking up of what has been a very strong union, celebrating their 60th year just last Saturday. Most people don't realize that by presenting this document to the EU, it actually starts what could be a four-year process before it's really finalized.
It's almost a tragedy, celebrating the 60th anniversary without the United Kingdom.
Well, it certainly seems to be to them. Remember, this whole concept of the European Union is, in the mindset of the Europeans, is what's prevented war for 60 years in Europe, and longer than that, really going back to World War II. So they see it as kind of a tearing apart. The bottom line goal of the European Union is really a global empire, which fits with the scriptures. They've got to have that. To these leaders, they're driven far more than just economics. This is a whole ideology of a global empire. They can't give it up, and obviously from a biblical standpoint, I believe that it won't be dissolved, but it could be reformed into a different form. But it's just a major crisis. They don't call it that, but it really is, of the European Union.
Rob Congdon with a report on the process to have the United Kingdom withdraw from the European Union. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Even though the United Kingdom is in the process of withdrawing from the European Union, that is not the end of the formation of the revived Roman Empire. Daniel chapter 7, verse 7 refers to 10 horns, which is basically translated in Daniel 7, verses 23 and 24, to be the revival of the Roman Empire. That is also the case in Revelation chapter 13 and verse 1 and chapter 17 verse 12. The United Kingdom's withdrawal from the 28 member states of the European Union leaves another 27 nations, which are becoming closer politically every single day, uniting as a political, economic, governmental operation that is referred to by its leaders as the Empire. The European Union is setting up the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire, which is exactly what Bible prophecy dictates for the end time. God's plan for the future is unfolding today. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...